CyberPulse Daily, cut the circuit. Today's CyberPulse Daily brief is about separability. The question for security leaders this Wednesday is not only whether an attacker can get in, it is whether the business can cut one circuit without darkening the whole enterprise. That is the fresh signal from the last day of reporting. A national cyber authority and an allied partner issued new guidance telling critical infrastructure operators to prepare isolation procedures for vital operational technology during major disruption. That matters across the Gulf because isolation is not a document. It is an operating capability. If a refinery segment, port logistics environment, hospital engineering network, or data center management fabric has to be separated under pressure, the decision cannot be invented during the incident. The same theme appears in hardware exposure. More than 24,000 internet-facing server baseboard management controllers are reportedly leaking authentication password hashes through a decades-old weakness. These controllers sit beneath the operating system. They can power servers on, power them down, mount media, and give remote console access. If they are reachable from the public internet, the organization has not exposed an application. It has exposed the hands that touch the machine. There is also a software execution story. A critical pre-authentication flaw in a widely used forum platform now has public exploit code, allowing unauthenticated attackers to execute arbitrary PHP through template rendering. That is exactly the kind of commodity web layer opening that becomes dangerous when legacy community platforms are connected to identity systems, payment workflows, support desks, or privileged administration paths. Then there is infrastructure misdirection. A drone software developer disclosed severe disruption after DNS hijacking redirected traffic. The executive lesson is larger than one vendor. Name resolution is business routing. When attackers alter where users and systems believe a trusted service lives, they can intercept traffic, break updates, or move customers into hostile infrastructure without touching the application itself. Security teams should treat critical DNS zones like production infrastructure. Lock change paths, monitored registrar access, tested rollback, and out-of-band validation when traffic suddenly shifts. On endpoint and device resilience, researchers describe Tengu, a Mirai-derived botnet that abuses compromised Linux devices' hardware watchdogs. If defenders kill the main process, the device can reboot and give persistence routines another chance to relaunch. The bot also supports distributed denial-of-service methods, proxying, command execution, and additional payload retrieval. That is a useful reminder for Gulf operators managing cameras, gateways, appliances, and industrial adjacent devices. Removal is not recovery if the device can resurrect the compromise. Two other signals sharpen the brief. Incident response reporting from Cisco Talos shows phishing and weaponized remote management tools driving many attack chains in the second quarter. That is not exotic tradecraft. It is ordinary access, legitimate tooling, and poor separation between user activity and administrative reach. Meanwhile, AI-assisted cryptographic research showed an advanced model helping derive an end-to-end attack against a test post-quantum scheme and a faster attack on reduced round AEMs. No production systems need emergency change from that research, but the direction is clear. Security teams should expect discovery tempo to accelerate in areas once limited by scarce specialist expertise. So the operating message is simple. The next resilience advantage is not another dashboard. It is the ability to disconnect deliberately. P0 for today, identify systems that must be isolatable within minutes. Include operational technology segments, baseboard management networks, remote access brokers, backup consoles, domain administration paths, and externally reachable collaboration or community platforms. For each, name the executive decision owner, the technical operator, and the business consequence of separation. P1, audit exposure of baseboard management interfaces, telnet, remote management agents, and legacy web platforms. Remove public reachability wherever possible. Where removal is not possible today, enforce access control, rotate credentials, log administrative actions, and confirm firmware or platform updates. P2, run a short isolation drill, not a tabletop, a controlled technical exercise. Can the team revoke routes, disable external resolution, isolate a device class, and keep essential business processes running? If the answer is unclear, the organization does not yet have resilience. It has hope. And hope is not an incident containment strategy. It is a delayed outage with better branding. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Reporting on operational isolation guidance, exposed server controllers, public exploit code, DNS hijacking, botnet self-defense, remote management abuse, and AI-assisted cryptographic research are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. Stay vigilant.